passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. Everything in your life has been manifested by you. You have 100% responsibility for both the good and the bad that's in your life. That's according to Dr. Mangia Samantha Lawton, author of The Genius Groove.
The responsibility for everything comes from an idea in quantum physics, whereas consciousness is responsible for bringing reality into being. So you have this wave of possibility at the atomic level, and by observing it, it actually brings into actuality. So that's where that idea comes from.
This idea, though, that you do attract everything, whatever your life is like right now, this is what you wanted. Surely it's impossible for things that I want that might affect you to also be exactly what you want and is right for you. In other words, it just seems like there are too many bits that have to fit together to make it work. So surely aren't there times when just stuff just happens and it has no deeper meaning?
Well, in order to understand this, you can't understand this from looking at life just below the speed of light. A lot of scientists say nothing could go faster than the speed of light, but actually Einstein said nothing with mass can go faster than the speed of light. Beyond the speed of light, there's a lot of stuff that science at the moment doesn't generally recognise. There are some scientists that are talking about this, though. So it's beyond the speed of light that we need to look to other dimensions of ourselves and other dimensions of reality. And when you go into these higher dimensions, it's as if you're sort of standing on a hill and looking down at a lot of chaos, and you see the order in the chaos. So what's seemingly like random and not connected, actually, when you go to this higher level, is extremely connected. And every single choice that we make, even though it seems random and seems strange, we're making it from our deeper selves, our higher selves, our other dimensions of ourselves. And so what seems like a really unfair deal, you know, in the bigger picture, when you actually go to these higher dimensions, there's something that is very, very ordered, and that soul has come to actually learn exactly that. It seems fair for one person and not fair for another. Actually, these things are totally related, and it's not the money or the material gifts that you're getting, it's actually the lessons. And when you actually, if you believe these things, you actually sort of moving on, you know, you actually take those lessons with you at a soul level.
If you buy into that, it would be very handy to know what the lesson was, because if you're having a really, really bad time and you could actually say that, yes, but my lesson is so and so and I'm now learning it, I can see that would be positive. On the other hand, I think what more often happens is you sit there and go, I don't really know what the lesson is. Is it this? Is it that? Is it the other? Can I learn it? Am I not learning it? How do you kind of go through all of that?
That's what you call life. And if you got everything straight away, there'd be no learning. It's that experience that we are here for. By looking at whatever drama or whatever thing is going on in your life and making that conscious effort, we're not taught to do this often in life. We're taught to switch off, not think about it, deny it. But if we actually were to face it and you were to move those lessons into light and, you know, move on, and it doesn't stop. There's the next situation going to come and the next situation, but it's all being put there by our own selves from another dimension.
So if we can attract all that bad stuff in, which we kind of what we've been focusing on, what about all the good stuff too?
In reality, it's neither bad nor good. Creation comes from black holes at every single level of the universe. This is one of the scientific theories that I've been putting out. It comes from higher than the speed of light to below the speed of light, and it's light actually splits into two, and it splits into matter and antimatter. Same with our lives. We've got matter and antimatter, but the two are actually just aspects of light. And if we were to see it in the whole picture, you know, it is just light. And same as with our lives as well, we perceive that something is bad or something is good, when actually it's all balanced. It's just two aspects of light the whole time. That's something that also John DeMartini of The Secret talks about. And if you actually bring those together, just as in the black hole, you actually move it. You know, when you have these aha moments where you go, what was I so worried about? I now get the lesson. Actually, everything in life is like that. It's just that getting to those aha moments, and it's our judgment that something is bad or something is good, that actually keeps us tied into these experiences and doesn't allow us to move on.
That's Dr. Mangia Samantha Lawton, author of The Genius Groove.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionforfreshideas.com.
Passionforfreshideas.com.
Or click through from passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.